What is up, Delusional Podcast? Number 21. This is number 21. It is the second season. I'm going to do every season is going to have 20 episodes. But what is up, guys? Welcome back. I know. It's been a while, but we're back. I probably sound a little bit different. You know, I got a microphone. Well, my girlfriend got a microphone, and I'm just using it. Do not tell her I'm using it, but oh my God, it feels good to be back. It really does. But let's just jump right into this episode. I'm going to be talking. I asked you guys on my Instagram what you guys would like to hear me talk about. And if you guys are driving right now, listening to on your, you know, in your room, in your kitchen, on your Alexa, whatever you guys are listening to on, what's up, guys? Welcome back. But so let's begin. I asked you guys on my Instagram to give me some topics, and I'm gonna read some of Caitlin's comments. She gave me some good, you know, good topics, and let's go. So shout out to VS Caitlin on Instagram. Thank you for the awesome topic. So the ups and downs, or let's go to the first one, the meaning of life. Oh God, what is the meaning of life? Well, I know to every single human being out there, it is different for everyone. So let's get into what my meaning of life is. The meaning of life for me, oh God, is just to be happy. Because, I mean, life, I don't know how to explain this. Like, the only reason why life has a meaning is because everyone dies. If we all lived forever, there would be no meaning because you would get to do everything you wanted because you live forever. But since that's not the case and we don't know when we're going to die, then the meaning of life is whatever you make it. Whatever you want, you can do. And since we have a limited time on this earth, I think that's what gives life a real meaning. But that was pretty deep. We got into this very fast. That is the meaning of life. Is just, I'd rather be happy with nothing than sad with everything. And I know, take it how you will, but, you know, I'm not a materialistic type of person. And I know many people that are very materialistic, whatever. But materialistic means basically you buy stuff and it makes you happy, which is like designer stuff, on brand stuff, which, I mean, that makes me happy, yeah, but it doesn't. I would rather do experiences like, oh, buy a plane ticket for $200 and go experience the world than spend $200 on a necklace or a watch and flex it. Like, that does not make me happy. Traveling and stuff like that makes me happy. So the meaning of life is basically whatever you want it to be. And my girlfriend in her podcast, she talked about manifesting. And you really, manifesting can go a long way. If you want something and it's meant to be yours, it will come to you it will come to you if you believe in it. And if you want it so bad, it will come to you. So you can basically do whatever you want in your life. All right. And the ups and downs of being an influencer / on social media. There are a ton of pros and cons. I would say they level each other out pretty good. So the ups of social media is that it's my passion. It's my life. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with everything that comes to it, which what's my favorite part of it is kind of is basically reaching out and helping and seeing how I help people, because that's insane that I can help people across the world, like people in Australia, people in anywhere, Brazil. Like they DM me and they're like, you saved my life. Your videos have saved my life. So that is a very, I can't explain the feeling. And when people notice me in public, that's an up too. It's awesome. It literally makes my day. Because it's like, holy crap, if I'm just in a small town in Wisconsin and I can reach people from all over the US and all over the world, that says a lot about me as a person and my social media career. I love social media so much. I can talk about it forever. People don't understand that there are ups and downs to it. Like, yeah, we post about our life, but we really don't post everything on social media. You could be having a bad day, but you still have to not act happy, but, you know, put on a happy face and act happy in front of a camera. I'm going to talk about the downs now. The downs is that everything you do is online. All the videos that you have posted in the past or posted that is up right now, they don't go off the internet. And once it's up, it's up. And if you say, I mean, not if you, just be educated on what you say out there. Okay, that's one of my pieces of advice that you guys hopefully can take from this podcast. Be careful what you say online. People can take things the wrong way. People can be offended by what you say. And you might have not grown up like them. We all have different pasts. So we all have different things that can offend us. So please just be kind. And especially on the internet, if you do have a platform, be freaking careful about what you post and what you say and how you say it. And, you know, your comments, like, just be careful, because it can come and bite you in the ass. And I hate seeing my friends get dragged down because of cancel culture. I am not a fan of cancel culture. Learn from your mistakes, move on, be educated, and never do your mistake that you did. Never do it again. And I don't know, it just makes me upset. Another down of social media is that basically we are in a microscope with the whole world looking at us. So if you are promoting one thing, you have a million other people thinking that way too, and thinking and liking that same exact item. Like, let's say if I was promoting a water bottle, or say it's on topics that are very touchy, I promote, and then my young audience will think that's okay. So you really, once again, it goes back to being careful on social media. And being an influencer, like, what is my day in the life? How is being social media influencer? How does it work? What is it like? Let me think. Since COVID, it hasn't been really crazy like it used to be. COVID really either helped a lot of people out or took a toll on many people. And with my YouTube, I'm not going to say it took a toll, but it really kind of stopped the numbers for a little bit, because I'm usually out and about collabing with other people, going to Playlist Live, like all that stuff that I got basically taken away. But hey, it is what it is. And I'm going to be grinding on that app. This summer is over for you guys. All right. But my day in the life, let's see. Today, a lot of the days are the same. So I wake up around 8:30 when my girlfriend has to go to work. And I get up, I go get coffee. Well, I check my email constantly. Like, during the day, I'm on my email more than any social media app. I'm doing emails. I'm reaching out to businesses. I'm doing brands. I'm doing that. And then at night is when I do TikTok a lot. I go live. So basically just anything about being in front of a camera and being myself is what I do. I love my coffee. I wake up and go get coffee also, see what friend wants to go get coffee with me. And when I do a day in the life, I record everything I do. And now I'm sitting down doing a podcast. So that's also my day in the life. I can sit down and do podcasts. I can really pick my own schedule, which I like, because when my girlfriend goes to work, I do my stuff I have to get done during the day, if it's, you know, dropping merch, dropping another video, editing a video. And I know that it seems like YouTube and stuff is not that hard and anyone can do it. Yes, anyone can do it if they have passion, and if they want to, they can do it. But people usually make two or three videos and they're like, okay, I'm done. Because I don't rely on numbers to, you know, I don't care about the numbers. I say this all the time. If there was 5 people watching me and they liked my videos, then I'm doing it for those 5 people. And people really worry about the numbers nowadays. And I I don't think I will ever worry about the numbers. Like, it comes down to, yeah, you have to worry about numbers, but I don't. I like to think that I'm genuine with it, and I don't care about numbers as much as I used to. But yeah, I mean, anyone can do social media, but it takes the right kind of drive for it. It's been my life. I've been doing this for about 4 years, but I've had many jobs in the past, but since social media took off, I've been focusing more on my dreams and my passions and see where they go. I'm in school also, so social media influencer, plus I go to school for marketing and majoring in marketing, minoring in, oh my god, what is it? Digital communications. I actually have an exam due, so I gotta do that. But also, yeah, I do a bunch of email stuff. I do collabs. I try working with a lot of small companies because I want them to thrive. Like, I love watching other people and other companies like take off. I love it because it makes me happy, and I love whatever I can do to help someone out. I will do it 100% because, you know, I'm not saying karma will come back, but like, I do it out of, like, I pay for the person behind me because I feel good. It makes me feel good helping someone out. You know, someone could be having a bad day and I just pay for their coffee and it helps them out a lot. And you don't know how far kindness and positivity can go once you realize how far it can go. Just be kind out there. All right, guys. Another thing about being an influencer, you're basically in the spotlight 24/7, and if you're not alone, then all eyes are on you. I've had this incident many times where I hang out with people, not my friends, of course, not my best friends, but like people who've only known me on social media, and it feels like they're watching me, and I have to act and like put on an act and be this person, but I'm actually like, it's hard to explain, but they just watch me and watch my every move. I don't know if any of you feel like that, if you guys are influencers also, but it happens all the time. And people, I think, like, we're all human and we should all be treated, you know, as a human, not like a telescope or a microscope is on you. But, you know, it comes with it. And I've been doing this for 4 years. I've noticed when things are like that, and I notice it right away, and I just brush it off kind of because I'm not used to it, but I'm used to it by now. And another thing I do during the day is make sure to eat, you know, make sure to eat, drink water, check on your friends. You know, I'm always texting my friends, seeing how they're doing, because that's just the type of person I am. If they're there for me at my lowest, I will be there for them 120%. Like, that's just me. But I would not change my lifestyle for the world. I would never. I don't think I would change it. You know, if stuff doesn't go right, I want to go into something with marketing, social media, communication, something like that. And everyone has their own path. So take it as you will. Follow your dreams and just stay out there, guys. We're all so young, and I know my audience is very young. So if you guys want to, you know, be someone on social media, do it. Do it. Grind your ass off until you get there. I used to leave my friends. So like, when I first started YouTube, it was my freshman year or sophomore year in high school. And I would like leave sleepovers with my friends and go home and edit my videos. Editing takes forever. And back to my thing that I was saying about how anyone can do social media, but they just create like 3 videos and they're done. Because editing, I used to edit all on my phone until I got my MacBook. I have iMovie, I use iMovie, and the processing takes about 3 hours on my Mac. And it does take a lot of your quality time. Editing videos and making videos, it is like a, you know, I do like 6 to 8 hour days and of just editing and doing emails and stuff like that. When people say that I don't work, I am working every day. I think I work every single day, like, for myself. And it's nice to be working for myself, because if I want something, I'm going to grind my ass off. That's how I am. If I want something, I'm going to grind my ass off and get it. If I have a dream of something, I'm going to do it. And if I hit that dream, I'm going to hit that dream. Of getting a Tesla, I'm getting a Tesla. One of these days, I'm going to get it. You can manifest all you want. You can, you know, just say it into the future. Tell yourself, I'm going to get it. Sitting in my Tesla right now is so nice. You got to talk like you already own it. That's why I think of life like, you know, you only live once. Own it. You only get one of these, guys. You only get one life. Own it. There's no redos. My dad always says that. There's no redos in life. So, oh God, that's scary to think about, that there's no redos. Gosh, we could literally die any second. But we don't, because we could stub our toe and just die. We could choke on food and just die. But our body chooses not to, because I don't, that was off topic, but I'm glad to be back on my podcast. It feels good. Delusional. I want my delusional merch. I want to make that shit in Zoomies. I want, you know, stuff to, oh my God, sell. Like, I want to put, I think delusional is a very good logo. I know I'm bragging right now, but deal with me. Delusional. In Zoomies. In, you know, doing collabs with different... Oh my God, that'd be sick. I'm just talking right now, guys. Sorry about that. But let's see what else you guys want me to talk about. Among Us. I don't really play Among Us. I never really liked that game. But, I'm going to stick on the topic with being a social media influencer, because I think that's the vibe right now. If you guys want to do it, send it. Did it change my life? I wouldn't say I changed as a person for it. You know, there's some people out there that act different because they have a number on social media. One of those people are not me. I do not act different because of social media. I don't think I've ever, I think any of my friends can vouch for me and say that I've always been this loud, goofy person who's always wants to be videotaped or in front of the camera. But I don't think social media should change people. It does, because of their ego, but I'm not going to get into that right now. But it did not change me as a person. I'm still this, you know, young at heart girl who's just chasing your dreams and want to be in California one day in my apartment. You know, oh my God, that'd be so dope with my Tesla. Oh my God, a Tesla. Oh my God. But I'm just going to keep this podcast short and simple. I hope you guys like this podcast. I'm going to end it now, but it feels so good to be back. I will be dropping one every single Tuesday. I'm going to go back to that, because I love talking to you guys. And I think you guys really hear me on my podcast. You guys actually listen. Yes, you guys listen on my TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all that, but the real ones go to the podcast. You know what I mean? But anyway, stay positive, guys. You guys all kill it out there. Go follow up on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, if you want. Tweet me and I'll retweet it. I don't know. But I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. Peace out. I love you guys. Bye.